This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a celebration meditation ceremony, Your Sacred Light. Welcome. This powerful ceremony can be enjoyed as either a moving meditation, whether at home or to accompany you on a walk in nature, perhaps, or as an inner journey to explore with your eyes closed. We highly recommend doing it in both ways if you can, to invoke different experiences involving and meeting the needs of various aspects of yourself. Eyes closed can be deeper, but moving can help with grounding and embodying, both equally relevant. It could also be used as a prelude to a dance process, should you wish to put music on at the end and move your body in whatever way feels natural and authentic and right for you, shaking out all that old stuff and making room for yet more light. In fact, this guided process potentially offers many opportunities for you to weave the energies of this light in a way which suits your own unique practice, supporting and enhancing your own magical journey. You are your own magic, weaving yourself into being. You may like to set an intention for this ceremony, either by lighting a candle or imagining that you're lighting a candle one, perhaps. Maybe you could set the intention to ignite the light of your true authentic nature and allow your own inner light to guide you. There will be many opportunities offered throughout this ceremonial process to activate and empower the true sacred light within you. And these offerings will continue to support you over the coming days, weeks, and months ahead. There will be a light language activation at the end of this relaxing transmission, as well as specific energetic upgrades offered into your energy field to further support your journey of awakening the light within. If you haven't done so already and it's appropriate for you to do so, then this is the time when you may wish to close your eyes. If you're tuning in as a moving meditation, then now is the time to take your awareness within and deepen your connection to yourself. Either way, simply breathe. Allow the breath to move through you. Notice your breath and give gratitude for the breath you breathe. This ceremonial meditation is in honor of the light, your infinite light, the light around you and deep within you, the light you know, and the emerging light you are yet to embrace in full. As you breathe, allow each breath to soften you, softening you into a deeper process of personal awakening, honoring your sacred path and the sacred work you're here to do. Breathe and allow your awareness to move with your breath into the very heart of you, connecting to the sacredness of your heart and the light of your bountiful self. As you breathe and deepen your connection to the heart of you, you can become aware of a deepening, a seeking, an acknowledgement, perhaps, an awareness even of others working in light at this time. And as your heart energy naturally begins to expand, so deeper, further connections are made. And you may wish to seek and meet and greet your fellow brothers and sisters in light. Your heart energy and theirs coming together as one in light, creating a unified field of energy transmission, supporting, holding, allowing. Take a moment to connect and give gratitude in light to each and every one connecting in this way, connecting across the globe. Everyone working to increase the power of this emerging light here on our beloved planet. As your heart expands out in gratitude for them, expand your heart and receive gratitude from them to you. Joining together harmoniously in light. You are not alone. Those days have now gone. You are a much needed conscious participant within a great network of light, weaving its magic across the globe, uniting all as one. That time has come, that time is now, and you are here, here and now. You're remembering the power and potential of our sacred connection to one another. This connection can never be lost. It's always there. Though at times like this, as you place your attention and intention into this shared space, so this network of light increases and its potency is utilized for global healing and transformation. Take a moment to allow the light to move through you, filling every cell of your being, transporting you into a deeper connection with your own inner light and the power you have to utilize this immense and sacred, omnipotent light, to utilize it in your life, here and now. You're coming into being, becoming more aware of the sacred journey you're on and how important it is for you to be in the light, the power of your most luminous self. There are many opportunities now to seek the light, to know the light, and to embody it as a sacred practice, as a new way of being. You're naturally aligned to this light, and there are many positive influences supporting you to stay fully present to the light, to the light of your true, authentic nature. There are so many powerful opportunities to receive light-coded activations, and as you learn to know yourself more fully, so you will recode the database of your true authentic self and be who you came here to be. The power you have is emerging. And as it does, so you may feel at times hesitant as you become more aware of the discord within you and how powerless you can feel at times. The power will emerge in graceful ways when we allow. And so gently be present to the many blessings of your life and be in honour of the synchronicities and the flow as and when you see them in action. There are timelines which have to collapse, and new possibilities will emerge. But in the chaos of the great collapse, you must know in your heart that you are safe, you are loved, and you matter. There is no greater time than this moment now. And as you seek to be all that you came here to be, so you will notice the ways in which you don't honour yourself and your sacredness. And you'll be unable to keep witnessing the separation which distorted perceptions bring. And you will instead seek a deeper truth, uncode a new level of awareness. A level of awareness where you live as one with all, consistently. Not oscillating back and forth between true knowing and fear and overwhelm. Things will stabilize. But for now we're in this powerful time, this transformational time, and it must not be underestimated. You are playing an important role as you begin to recode the very fabric of your being, changing deep patterns within your psyche and within your DNA. The power of these times will support not just a collapse of all that we are not, but will also support the creation of all that's required to bring our humanity back into balance, into a place of sacred union with all. The power of this time is unstoppable, and you are an unstoppable powerhouse of deliberate and conscious change. It's no longer possible to ignore or hide from or reject, deny or discard those things which cause you discordance. And as you witness everything from a new, more highly evolved perspective, so you will become the witness of a great transformation of self on all levels. Embrace change. There is much change occurring. Embrace the change. Nature is so beautifully showing us her cycles all the time, the cycles of growth, decay, death, renewal. We're part of these cycles of change. And we're learning to be in our hearts, not overrun by our minds. Learning to fear less and relax more into accepting what is. Seeing change in motion. We're learning to let go and trust, and learning how to just simply be. A global time of breaking down of what no longer serves us is underway. The power is in trusting that the collapse of the old is part of the natural cycle of light and dark, and that this great deconstruction is an intelligent operation of nature's wonder, laws, and order at work, and that all is part of our evolutionary process as human beings, being guided and watched over by teams of invisible support, guides, and helpers. An amazing network of light. Supporting this network of light, held within a galactic network of light, we are all one. We're living in and witnessing the most incredible time in the history of human existence. And as we shift from our mind to our hearts, we can feel reassured that we are all one. And we're one with all. The truth is that we're on the brink of the most incredible awakening of how to be in service to humanity to know our place in service to our beloved planet, and to serve individually and collectively, opening our hearts and minds to a way of being which supports all to live as one. Welcoming deep and lasting relationships throughout our planet and on and out into the cosmos. The birth of a new Earth is happening. And though this will take time, it's important to witness the inevitable collapse from a place of acceptance that things can no longer remain the same. A great purge, a stir, a rattle and a shake-up of all which has held us enslaved is underway. The powerhouse of our humanity is beginning to emerge, and as sovereign beings, we will rise in unity. It's never been possible before. The world has never been offered an opportunity for such deep and lasting change as this until now. Our future is in our hands, and we are here to take the light of this potent and transformational time and rise in our sovereign nature and purge the collective database of the old world and reprogram our psyche, our DNA, our energy field for a new, more evolved way of being. A greater sense of sovereignty is beginning to emerge. And though people may feel they understand what this may bring, the truth is that it is only when the sacredness of our true sovereignty is really understood that we will shift paradigm collectively and live as one, in unity with all. Our collective human evolutionary experience is currently in a process of purging deep ancestral and karmic wounds, frozen trauma, historic prejudice, which depletes energy and holds us in collective habitual patterns and stress responses. And so do not underestimate how much more energy there will be once these old paradigms are recoded. The old distorted timelines currently fuel our collective creation of reality. And so our current reality is limited by these systemic distortions. And so as we free ourselves from such limitations, so we will continually upgrade our energetic frequency and learn to surrender into our true awakened sovereignty. Not because we fear others have control over us or are taking away our power, but because we acknowledge within the heart that we are all one. The true power of this time is in our ability to shift from the old way of being to a new. To shift from our fear-based, power-distorted perceptions of self and reality into a place of acknowledging true power, immense power, creative power, the power of our light. Light is true power. Light is true power. In this ceremony of light, you will be activated to a new level, where old information which no longer serves you can be released, and where you can integrate a clearer, higher frequency of light. The light is the most important thing right now, and your relationship with it. The power you have is in this light. You are this light. This light is you. You are deeply encoded with information to support your awakening to the true infinite light within you. And this coding is there to carry you through this transformational time. You're here to witness the emergence of this powerful inner light, not just in yourself, but in others, in humanity as a whole. The subtle glimpses of this emerging power will become more and more apparent. And as you see, sense, feel, and notice them, so you will give gratitude in honor of this deep supporting network of light which serves the overall process of humanity's ascension at this time. We really are in good hands, in the hands of grace. And the guidance teams and networks of invisible helpers are here to support us every step of the way. You can relax into the heart of you, knowing that when you do, you are held in the heart of all. And as you nestle into a more comfortable place of acceptance, that all is as it needs to be, so you will begin to see more and more the immense power of these guiding networks, the intelligence working tirelessly throughout all the collapse and change. And you will notice that really, in truth, it could not have been any other way. The infinite light of all creation is working to influence a complete transformation of life here on our beloved planet. And we're here to notice and not notice, and to seek and to know and to witness and to be part of this change. Not to be damaged by it, not to be broken by it, but instead to be gently changed and softened so that we can blend in perfectly to the new and not awkwardly rub up against it in resistant old limiting patterns or in a way which makes us feel as if we're a victim or that we have somehow got it wrong or are being wrong, or that something bad is happening. As we let go into the flow of this transformational time here on Earth, and we celebrate the power of the light which is emerging, and we come to a place of acceptance that what will be, will be, so we will see that there could never have been a more perfect time to come on board and work with this emerging light. The light of a new humanity is being birthed, and it's being birthed through you. The light of a new earth is emerging, and you are witness to this. The heart is the space where all will be acknowledged and where all powerlessness will be released and where true power will be known. A new powerhouse of humanity is a place where all are one and all is in service to the whole. You are the powerhouse of a new humanity. Plug into your authentic light and see your power come fully into being. The true power of this time is in letting your inner light shine and being the bridge between what was and what can now be. The breath will support you to know we are all one. There's only one breath. Breathe in unison with all life and allow your light to fill you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and to spill out into the space all around you. You are the emergence of a new vibratory level, which comes into being when you naturally raise your frequency to a new, more highly attuned level. The power you have is in opening your heart to this light and anchoring it here and now. This is a ceremony of the light, your light. The collective light emerging throughout our shared human experience. A celebration of that. And as we join together here and now, so the light grows stronger and more purposeful than ever before. Something worth celebrating for sure. The light is the power. You are the light. Your power is increasing, and as you support the emergence of this collective light by being part of this powerful network, weaving its energetic light-coded information across the planet, so you serve as a higher octave of experience here as a human being in physical form. It is this light-coded energetic network, grounding energies physically here and now, which will gently instruct and support, awaken and recode, and raise humanity to a whole new level. Let go into this great network of light. And know you are safe. You are loved. And you matter. Let go into the light. You are the light. This light is you. You are coming home. Coming home, coming home. Let's take a journey into your imagination and deeper into your creative light. Imagine that you're wandering in nature. Maybe in a beautiful woodland, and you find a magical clearing which seems to have called you to it. The beautiful and bountiful sounds of nature all around. Grass and decaying leaves and soil beneath your feet. And a gentle breeze subtly bending the fronds of the long grasses and lush-looking ferns and other tall plants, as if everything is dancing in reverence of this sacred place. The place is buzzing, not just with buzzy bees and other insects, but with a beautiful, relaxing energy too. And you feel calmer, more relaxed than ever before. You notice the ease with which your body moves and sense that things you no longer need are simply no longer being carried. They're no longer relevant and simply fall away. Lighter. Lighter you feel as you move. Lighter. Freer. More able to be. You notice the most beautiful, big, strong, tall and wide tree. An ancient tree for sure. One who has watched over so much. And which holds wisdom deep within. you greet the tree and thank it for simply being and for showing you how to be strong and resilient through ever-changing times. You notice a hollow in the tree, big enough for you to crawl inside. And with sacred reverence and deep curiosity, you feel welcomed by the tree to climb in and slide and ride down through its inner root system to a sacred crystal cavern deep inside the earth. This crystal cave is supercharged in a way you've never seen or experienced before. And you can feel your body changing and charging with natural power and wisdom as you explore its immense beauty. The crystal light is so curious. How can there be such magnificent and powerful light deep within a cavern in the earth? There, in the heart of this light-filled crystal cave, is a crystal bed. And you know, you don't know how you know, but you just know that you must lay on it. You must lay on it and receive a light-coded transmission which supports you to embody this magnificent light here and now. Crystal bed is surprisingly comfortable, and as you lay down and rest, you let go into it, and all your fears, worries, doubts, distorted perceptions start to release from deep, deep within you. This is deep-rooted, old, unwanted stuff. Stuff you no longer need. Stuff which could otherwise hold you back. You don't even need to know what it is. It's ready to be released. Your body is intelligent and knows just how to let go. And this light knows just how to support your body to let go. And all that you let go of is released and transmuted into this powerful cavern deep within the earth. This space knows just how to transform all of this into light, to be utilized for the creation of a new, more empowered way of being here on earth. This is sacred work, deep sacred work. All you need to do now is let go. Let go and relax and trust that you are in the process of coming into being, coming into the light of your true authentic nature, coming into alignment with the heart of the earth. Coming into sacred union with all. You can lay on this crystal bed for as long as feels natural and right for you. For as long as you need to or want to. Rest and know that you're safe. You are love. and you matter. If you haven't already closed your eyes, then maybe let your eyelids rest a while whilst a deeper reprogramming takes place and you receive a powerful light-coded activation and listen to a light language transmission. When all is complete, your eyes will naturally pop open in their own time. There really is no rush. This is blessed, important, sacred work. And so take all the time you need. Just rest and allow. You are safe. You are loved. And you matter. And you can listen to this gentle light language transmission. Receive a sacred blessing of light. Taniyawa, 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 Taniyawa. Taniyawa, 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 Taniyawa. Taniyete yatuan taniyawa. Yataniyawa. Tataniyawa. Tataniye, tataniye, tataniye. Tataniye, tataniye, tataniye. Tataniye, tataniye, tataniye. Tataniye, 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 tataniye. Tataniye, 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 tataniye yawa, tataniye yawa, tataniye yawa, tataniye yawa. Tataniye yawa, tataniye yawa, tataniye yawa, tataniye yawa, tataniye, tataniye, tataniye yawa, tataniye yawa, tataniye, tataniye, tataniye yawa. Tataniye yawa, tataniye, tataniye, tataniye yawa, tataniye yawa, tataniye, tataniye, tataniye yawa, tataniye yawa, tataniye tuwanta, tataniye yatuwa tuwanta. Tataniye, tataniye, tataniye. Tataniye atuwanta. Tataniye atuwanta, natiatu atuwanta, tataniye. Tatanie atuanta, tatanie atuanta, tatanie atuanta. Tatanie, 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 tatanie atuanta, tatanie atuanta, tatanie, tatanie, tatanie.